the first step on the new path for Nevada by voting for the Republican candidates for state Senate, paid for by Integrity Growth and Opportunity PAC.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Hear inspiring stories that are part of the American landscape every night at 10 on Our American Stories. Everyone has a story to tell, and master storyteller Lee Habib tells them on AM 670 KMZQ. You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up, we thought we had him booked for yesterday. He had to beg off, but he is available to us today. Kash Patel, he's the former chief of staff to the Department of Defense, and he's part of a kind of a mystery here. LifeZet, you get stuff from LifeZet? I get it every day, and one of the headline just hit me between the eyes last week. Breaking! Exclamation point. Kash Patel exposes the truth about Trump raid and what he did before leaving office. That was a little titillating. So I thought I think we need to visit with Kash Patel. Kash Patel, by the way, has been on the program. He's a friend of the program, and we love him to death. And we'll get a chance to visit with him coming up in just a couple of minutes and find out what his role in all of this has been. The document, for those of you that are just joining us, and you'll have more coming up at the top of the hour, this is a federal judge is setting the stage for releasing the affidavit, but with redactions. What does that mean? And by the way, what's the deal about these documents, these boxes of documents? We'll talk about that with Kash Patel coming up in just a couple of minutes. Right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kent Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. A federal judge has ordered the Justice Department to put forward proposed redactions as he committed to making public at least part of the affidavit supporting the search warrant for former President Trump's estate in Florida. U.S. Magistrate Judge Bruce Reinhardt gave prosecutors a week to submit a copy of the affidavit with the proposed redactions for the information it wants to keep secret. The Justice Department also revealing during today's hearing that the investigation is still in its early stages. Also at townhall.com, former Senator Jim Talent says House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy has proven he would make a strong House Speaker, especially when it comes to the job of recruiting candidates for Congress.
That's the difficulty when you try and shape who the candidate's going to be. The risk is that you end up alienating people in districts, you know, who are disappointed. I think he's avoided that, and I think he's done the nuts and bolts very well.
Talent says he's confident Republicans will recapture the House in November. He was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. New York City using a rule from more than 100 years ago to deny property damage claims from victims of Hurricane Ida. More from Bernie Bennett.
A total of 4,703 claims related to the deadly storm have been filed, and every one of which has been denied by the city's comptroller, Brad Lander. The storm dumped over 3 inches of water within an hour in Central Park, quickly overwhelming the city's century-old sewer system, which was designed to only handle rainfall of up to 2 inches an hour. Lander wrote in a letter, "For over a century, courts have held that municipalities across the state of New York, including the city of New York, are not liable for damage from extraordinary or excessive rainfalls." Bernie Bennett reporting.
Stocks finishing higher. The Dow was up 20 points. The NASDAQ ahead 27. More on these stories at townhall.com.
New message.
What up, what up? It's Heather's cousin. You dated her in college, or maybe you were just in the same class. Anyway, I heard you bought a boat, my man. Let's hit the water. Oh, and Heather told me you always liked snacks and stuff, so I could totally bring some chips.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them. And get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Hey, also, I'm a little short on cash, so can you cover the chips? Thanks. I can see why Heather liked you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your 3-week quick starter pack today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Be the next success story.
This is your KMZQ News Flash. Great jobs if you can get them. The Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority has given more raises to more of its executives. Four top execs on the authority's management team got one-time bonuses that totaled more than $287,000 and salary increases that totaled more than $55,000. The extra pay comes on the heels of the pay increase and bonus that was approved for LVCVA President and CEO Steve Hill, who got a 10% raise and a one-time 50% bonus earlier this year. He now makes more than $447,000 per year. His one-time bonus was more than $203,000. The Las Vegas Aces outscored Phoenix 28-17 the fourth quarter to pull away and win Game 1 in their first-round series, 79-63. Game 2 in the best-of-three series is Saturday night at 6 o'clock in Michelob Ultra Arena. One more Aces win sends them to the WNBA semifinals.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
A couple of top spots will try to help you steer clear of here on the lunchtime drive in the Southwest Valley at the Henderson Interchange. Getting word of an injury accident on the ramp connecting 95 southbound to hop onto 215 westbound. So expect some slowdown on that interchange there, 95 southbound ramp to 215 westbound. Also on the surface streets, West Side injury accident intersection of Lake Mead Boulevard and Decatur. I'm Mark Thomas with AM 670 Club Traffic.
Amid rising inflation, one thing is clear. Nevadans want more money back in their pockets. According to new research from Consumers for Quality Care, 73% of Nevadans think the cost of health care is going up more than the other things they need. and they're ready to support politicians who make lowering out-of-pocket costs a priority. A large majority of Nevadans think there are problems with the state's health care system, and their main concern is that out-of-pocket costs are too high, even for those who have insurance. Out-of-control health care costs are the reason why so many Nevada families are plagued with thousands of dollars in medical debt and find themselves skipping or delaying the care they need. It's no wonder that more than 7 in 10 voters are more likely to support a candidate who prioritizes reducing health care costs. To learn more about Nevadans' expectation for health care, visit consumersforqualitycare.org/Nevada. That's consumers, the number 4, qualitycare.org/Nevada. Paid for by Consumers for Quality Care.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when he follows through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, it's taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. It's just, you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one. Time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us on this Thursday edition, inching ever closer to the weekend. I love this show because I get to talk with interesting people that know something. And so it is with our next guest. He's been on the show before. He's become a friend of the show, and we really appreciate it. He is Kash Patel, the former chief of staff to the Department of Defense, and he joins us. Kash, how you been?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing just great. We're going to talk a little bit about your group, Fight with Kash, in just a couple of minutes. But I was intrigued by this headline in LifeSet last week, and it said, "Breaking!" Exclamation point. Kash Patel exposes truth about the Trump raid and what he did before leaving office. So my interest was piqued, and I'm just curious. What do you know about the Trump raid?
It's pretty simple that basically the president issued in October 2020 a sweeping declassification that he put out on Twitter so the world could see it. And the president of the Universal Arbiter of Classification can do that. He does not need to be questioned by the procedural bureaucrats under him who want to subvert the process. So,
well, it'll be interesting to see how this all plays out. Now, you're aware that the judge wants to release the affidavit that prompted the warrant, but he wants to be able to redact it. Go ahead.
That's just another attempt at fake attempt at transparency. The judge wants to let DOJ redact, and let's remember what these same corrupt DOJ and FBI officials did during Russiagate. Redacted every one of their corrupt activities and said it was classified and that if Devin Nunes and I released them, we would be harming national security. Well, guess what? We released them, and it showed their corruption and their agents breaking the law and the DOJ hijacking the law enforcement community for political gain. And that's what they want to do here. They want to go out and grab a headline and say, oh, we're all for releasing it. Just let us redact it. It's the same charade they run over and over again. It's the same FBI agents that are responsible for this unlawful raid. And we're going to get to the bottom of it. We're just going to need Congress when the Republicans come in to show force and produce these documents.
How has this impacted your life? Because I know being a part of the administration, they talk to just about anybody and everybody within the Trump regime. And have you testified before anybody? Have you given depositions? What have you done?
The January 6th, unselect committee subpoena. But other than that, it's just a fake news article at a day after day. like they did when we were running Russiagate, and that's how we know we're over the target. They're now grabbing fake headlines, which they just released, which we're going to be suing them for defamation, which falsely claim that I was out there saying I was going to release classified information. I was out there saying I will always release declassified information, such as the documents President Trump declassified. And now the National Archives and the GSA and DOJ have intervened to say, well, you know, we don't have the paperwork for it, or we can't see it. So the fake news comes in and says Cash Patel wants to issue classified information, which is a total lie, and they know it. And this is how we know we're winning the argument, because they're running out of things to talk about except process. And at the end of the day, the president's the only one who can universally declassify anything by the motion of his verbal order.
Was there any kind of paper trail of these of this declassification, and why is it that the DOJ doesn't know anything about it?
The DOJ doesn't want to know anything about it, and the paper trail, there isn't required to be one, but the White House Counsel's Office and the underlings, once President Trump declassified this stuff, could have created paperwork to support it, but clearly they are part of the deep state and didn't want this information getting out. These are the same officials in the White House Counsel's Office, that's the Bologna and Company, who didn't want the Russiagate documents out in the first place and fought Devin and I when we were in the Congress to get those out, and look what happened. Turns out they showed the corruption of the FBI and DOJ. Bill Barr, when he was Attorney General, likewise, slow rolled the declassification of all these documents. It wasn't until Rick Grenell and I were running the ODNI that we forced the declassification of a whole set of documents. And what did it show? You've seen them. The text messages between Lisa Strzok and the lovers there. And also you've seen the memorandums from DOJ that show the FBI knew that it was a political operation with made up information to go after a sitting president. Do you think it's any different in this instance? It's not. It's the same thing. Just insert Mar-a-Lago raid for Russiagate.
Again, joining us, Cash Patel, the former chief of staff at the Department of Defense, but a guy that spent a good deal of time around the White House. Can you tell me what the final weeks were like of the Trump administration? Was there a lot of stuff where stuff was being declassified, stuff put into boxes, some taken to Mar-a-Lago, some taken to the National Archives? Can you tell me what that was like?
Well, I was chief of staff at that time, and we were busy running through the echo of the whistle, following the president's orders to transition to the Biden administration. The DOD has the largest responsibility, ensuring the no-fail mission. So we were doing our jobs as directed by the White House. We were not occupied with packing boxes and labeling them and putting tape over them. That's the job of other people in the GSA who have now publicly admitted they botched the moving of said boxes. So we never moved them. We never touched them. And I didn't even know they were at Mar-a-Lago. But it's incumbent upon the government to tell the American public what was in them. And come anything short of that, all they want to do is connect falsely the president with some sort of, you know, seizing of classified information and mishandling it, which is, as we know from Hillarygate and James Comey and the AG, and they redefined what it takes to unlawfully possess classified information. If she didn't, there's no way President Trump comes even close.
Explain how a lawyer told the FBI or the DOJ that essentially we've given you everything, and then we discover that there are 15 more boxes or 18 more boxes, whatever it is. Can you understand how that happens?
Sure. It's simply bureaucrats in the government failing to do their jobs and protecting the radical left agenda like they did during anything, Russiagate, Jan 6, Impeachment 1. Oh, there's nothing to see here, and then you subpoena them, and then you cleverly, like we did in Russiagate, fence their money, and then voila, documents show up. And what do they show? They don't show any revelatory source information or some secret relationship. They just show government corruption inside and out. And we fought Rod Rosenstein and Chris Ray on it back then, and it's no surprise Chris Ray is laying the cover through his own malfeasance for the cover-up that Merrick Garland is running after leading DOJ down multiple political prosecutions and exemplifying a two-tier system of justice in modern America.
Mark Levin says that this affidavit and the warrant that was produced via the affidavit is unconstitutional. Do you even get into that argument at all?
I mean, I don't think there's a need to, but he's right. It probably is, but it needs to be challenged, and that comes later on. And so right now the focus is on getting the truth out there through shows like yours, and I think we're winning because look at what the fake news is doing. They're doing personal baseless attacks We've seen it before, and now DOJ and FBI are starting to leak information that falsely damages people's persons, but they're not putting out information that would bolster their case because they don't have it. It doesn't exist.
So what about this affidavit that the judge is about to set free, except with redactions?
Well, it's not coming out anytime soon. It's a total farce. He's offered it to DOJ to redact, which means you'll see however many pages. If there's 10, 9.5 will be redacted. It's just like any other attempt at transparency. And the difference is under the Trump administration, we actually executed on transparency by releasing documents, exposing government corruption. And here they're doing the opposite by pretending to do it. And we can watch the fake news like the Washington Post and CNN run headlines praising this judge for ordering its release. But it's never coming out. And if it does, it'll be heavily redacted with nothing to read. And the DOJ will go out and say, we worked with the judge to release this information. And that's the headline they want. And the fake news will carry it for them.
And let me ask you, as a former a member of the administration, are you still talking with the former president, and do you get a sense of his resolve? I mean, I've had people tell me that know the president that his resolve is greater today to run for re-election than it's ever been, and a direct result of this raid. Is that your sense?
I see and talk to him frequently. I'm fortunate to do so. And his resolve for standing up for the American people is greater than I've ever seen it because of the direction our country is going in. That's the reason he stands up and fights. It's not like he needs to do it, but he wants to put America back in the driver's seat and not the back seat like this administration has done. So I haven't seen this level of resolve before from him, and it just leads me to believe that he's just getting started.
If January 6th ends up being a dry hole, and if there's nothing involved in these boxes, these documents, is this it? I mean, is this all there is? Is this all they've got?
They'll come up with something else. I mean, look, people aren't even talking about January 6th anymore, and they'll come up with some other narrative, some other fiction if it's not this. Remember, we started with Russiagate and then Hunter Biden's laptop and then January 6th and then impeachment 1, impeachment 2. And now we are on the boxes and the Mar-a-Lago raid. They'll come up with something else. They always do. But the difference is in November, the gavels are going to change, and Congress better go after these people for abusing their authority and breaking the law.
I want to spend a few minutes talking about something that's near and dear to your heart, the Fight with Cash program. Can you talk a little bit about what this is and who this will help?
Yeah, fightwithcash.com with a K. Appreciate it. We have a legal offensive trust, and we also have a 501c3 charity now, and we're combining forces to help people who can't afford lawyers who've been defamed. We're helping Jan 6 detainees pay their legal bills. We're putting on summer programs and helping kids pay tuition, summer camp assistance, and, of course, we're helping our vets and our military. And nobody on the board takes a dime. Every dollar that comes in at fightwithcash.com goes right back out the door. And we've got merchandise, we've got swag, and the mainstream media has been attacking me for selling T-shirts and tanks, which is great because they forget that we sell it because we drive all proceeds back into the community to help those that need it. And when they're ripping us for doing that, we know even our charities are succeeding, and they're hating on that. And that just shows you how low they will sink.
What does it tell you, though, about our criminal justice system, that there are people that need Fight with Cash? What does it tell you about the quality of justice in America today, from our judicial system, from the FBI, from the DOJ? What do you make of it?
Well, tragically, it is tragic. As a public defender and former federal prosecutor, it shows me that a two-tier system of justice that I never thought would be on display in America is. Whether it's Hunter Biden's laptop, whether it's Hillary Clinton's emails, whether it's Russiagate, whether it's Jan 6, or whether it and their detainees, and whether it's the Mar-a-Lago raid, they talk about enacting justice, but in reality, they've shown the world that one set of rules applies to them and a whole nother to everyone else, and there is no internal accountability. And that's why we set up Fight with Cash, and as long as there's a need for it, it'll be there. And I encourage people, and we put all the documents up for free on fightwithcash.com, all the Durham docs, all the Jan 6 docs, all the Mar-a-Lago raid docs, every doc we can find, all the congressional letters, everything we can find to hold people accountable. you can go on the website and just look at it for free. It's fightwithcash.com. And if you're really bored and want to help out reforming education, which we've now started doing, we've written a series of children's books, starting with The Plot Against the King, educating our kids on the truth and the importance of serving in government. And we're about to release our second book. So check out theplotagainsttheking.com. Kids, parents, and now animals have even started to love it and post on Truth Social.
In our final minute, how is this whole thing, the documents, Mar-a-Lago raid, the FBI, the DOJ, how is this all going to end?
It's tough to say. They're going to drive hard right now because they know the gavels are changing, so that's going to shift tremendously come, once we hit November, December, and Republicans finally take over. But the executive branch will remain unchanged, and they will keep driving at political targets. And unfortunately, until we subpoena them, Garland and Ray, and force them to testify publicly, then we're not going to see an altered adjustment. We're not going to see a course correction. We're going to see continued division of justice in this country, and that's not good for anybody. That's why the election matters more than ever, and we're gonna start turning this thing around in November.
Elections have consequences. Before we get to November, we've got October, and on October 20th, you're going to be at South Point for a benefit dinner for NPRI. Can you talk a little bit about what that's going to be about and what your message will be?
My message is pretty simple. I'm going around the country speaking to groups who want to talk about accountability, how to do it, how to serve, how to unify this country under one system of justice, and show that the fake news media is the biggest enemy. They're even a bigger enemy than the corrupt politicians and fake agents at the FBI and DOJ who have ruined the reputations of those agencies. So we're on a mission not just to educate the kids, but also on a mission to educate the adults on what's been happening in this country. So we're not going to stop anytime soon. And, fightwithcash.com is going to lead a lot of those efforts for us personally and our team. But we'll take it around the country, and we'll also be campaigning for great candidates in Arizona, in Nevada, where we're going to win back the West with Adam Laxalt and Sigal Chadha and company, and we're just going to keep going.
Well, if you want information on an evening with Cash Patel, October 20th, a Thursday night at South Point Casino, check it out at NPRI.org. Cash, always good to visit with you. Thank you, my friend. We will see you down the road, and we'll have you back on.
Thanks so much. Always great to be with you.
Cash Patel, good guy, and he's a patriot. He really honestly is, having worked at DOD and the White House and right there in the middle of a swamp. Yeah. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Nevada, this is Wayne Allen Root. You've heard me talk about the disastrous policies being pushed down our throats by the Democrats. I'm tired of it. And I'm tired of the weak Republicans who don't fight back. Sam Peters is different, and I'm proud to support his bid to win in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Sam is one of the few running for office who's ready to bring the fight straight to the Washington, D.C. swamp. His race is one of the most targeted races in the country, and you better believe the Democrats are coming after him. If we're going to fire Nancy Pelosi, we have to start with Sam Peters. I need you to go to sampetersforcongress.com right now and make a contribution. Sign up, volunteer, put out a lawn sign. Whatever you can do. I'm serious. Right now. Sam Peters, the number 4, congress.com, and click the donate button. They're attacking Sam with everything they've got, and we need to help him fight back to defeat Nancy Pelosi. sampetersforcongress.com.
I'm Sam Peters, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Hello, this is mein Auto. Und this is mein Key. Und there is only one place I trust with mein Key. Mein Key Car Care. They even offer financing options, so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing and options. Und mein Key. Und American cheese. Remember, I only trust mein Key with mein Key, your one-stop shop for total car care.
See store for details.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Mein Key, doing car care right.
I'm attorney Paul Powell.
If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye-bye-bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited